This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The latest swap of Hamas militant held hostages for Palestinians imprisoned by Israel took place Tuesday evening as part of a ceasefire agreement between the warring sides. 10 Israeli hostages, 9 women, and a 17-year-old girl and 2 Thais were handed over to the Red Cross in Gaza and were back in Israel territory, according to the military. Israel and Hamas have agreed to extend their ceasefire until Wednesday, raising the prospect of further exchanges. The World Health Organization warned on Tuesday of health concerns in Gaza following a surge in infectious diseases and diarrhea in children.
The World Health Organization warns that even more people could die from disease than from bombs if the besieged enclave's health system is not repaired.
No medicines, no vaccination activities, no access to safe water and hygiene, and no food.
WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris on Tuesday added that nearly 3/4 of hospitals, or 26 out of 36, have shut down entirely in Gaza due to bombings or lack of fuel. Under the terms of a pause in fighting, Israel has allowed more aid to flow into Gaza, including food, water, and medicine, although aid agencies say it is not enough to meet the immense needs.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting.
Ukraine never posed a threat to Russia. Ukraine never attacked Russia. The Russian invasion of Ukraine was an unprovoked invasion, full-scale invasion of another country.
NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg responding to accusations of Western double standards. This is VOA News. Indian rescuers have pulled out all 41 workers who were trapped in a tunnel for 17 days.
Ambulance sirens blare out at the site of the collapsed tunnel in Uttarakhand state in northern India. 41 workers were rescued from the collapsed mountain tunnel after being trapped in there for over 2 weeks. The workers were pulled out through a passageway made of welded pipes that rescuers previously pushed through dirt and rocks. About a dozen men had worked overnight to manually dig through rock and debris using handheld digging tools. The men became trapped after a landslide caused a portion of the tunnel they were building to collapse. They survived on food and oxygen supplied through narrow steel pipes. I'm Karen Chamas.
An elevator suddenly dropped around 200 meters while carrying workers to the surface in a platinum mine in South Africa, killing 11, injuring 75, 14 of them critically. The mine operator said Tuesday it happened Monday at the end of the worker's shift at a mine in the northern city of Rustenburg. All the injured workers were hospitalized. The mine operator said in a statement, "It was the darkest day in the history of the implants." He said an investigation had begun into what caused the elevator to drop, and the mine had suspended all operations on Tuesday. Hungary has threatened to block European Union aid for Ukraine and veto EU membership amid a spiraling dispute between Budapest and Brussels over blocked COVID recovery funds and rule of law. As Stephanie Ridgerow reports, the EU Council president traveled to Hungary in a bid to calm relations ahead of a crucial December summit.
Brussels released $1 billion of the frozen funds last week in an effort to overcome Hungary's objections, but it's not clear if that will be enough. EU heads of state are due to meet December 14th to discuss opening formal talks on Ukraine's membership application. Hungary has said there is no way those talks can proceed with a country at war and has urged Kyiv to seek peace talks with Moscow. Ukraine has said it will not open negotiations until Russian forces leave its territory. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.